So today we're going to be talking about service life and the inspection of OTR wheel and rims on site. So we'll start off with the OTR wheel accident. This is a 25-inch three-piece loader wheel with catastrophic failure and separation of the back section flange from the base. So you can see this is a three-piece, so that the base, the back section, where the back and flange totally separated from the actual wheel itself. And this is the actual piece that came off. Total separation, cracking, and worked its way all the way through. So why did this occur? Failure to conduct a comprehensive inspection of the OTR wheel assembly using established examination criteria. I've worked for 8 years doing inspection of OTR products, seven of those years at an OEM, and conducting daily inspections of products from across North America. I found the after several years of doing that service, the inspection process to be quite cumbersome. And I also, the element of transportation and lack of communication with the actual mine site, I felt needed to be changed. And so I needed a process that would allow more direct contact with the site and actually have more control of the actual process. But to do that, I needed really one thing. I needed technology and somebody to work with me and allow me to do that. So I needed a quicker way to inspect, and I needed the ability to conduct that inspection on site. And as of a year ago, I was given that opportunity to fulfill those desires. And the formulation of this company started. What brought this company on was the ability to work with a NDT company that was established in the mining division, the mining sector, and using their technology to implement it into the OTR wheel and rim manufacturer and inspection. So OTR rim service provides third-party on-site NDT inspection and certification services for OTR wheel and rim components. With our program, products which are fit for service stay in service. Products deemed repairable and of service value are shipped off sites. Products which fail inspection are removed from service and replaced. Inspections at site are vital for OTR wheel and rim management and cost saving, overall reducing the cost to the end user and simplifying logistics. Why are inspections and certification essential? It comes down to really one thing, it's safety. A rim and its components act in the same manner as a pressure vessel. The release of large quantities of energy in an uncontrolled manner poses risk to nearby personnel and property. The effects of rim assembly components where there is metal-to-metal contact can create cracking and pitting leading to failure. Disintegrated pieces of rim assemblies have been thrown considerable distances. On a number of occasions, OTR wheel and rims have suffered failure worldwide. To minimize this element of risk, inspections and certification are considered necessary. So we developed an inspection process. Most of that is based on what I learned doing 7 years of inspections. And then we implemented the newer technology. There's three stages to our process. Cleaning and staging, visual and NDT inspection, and marking and reporting. We will discuss this process today. Most of this process is based on the Australian standard, which is really the only standard set forth for our OTR wheel and rims. The only process that we've changed is we don't sandblast. So that gives us the opportunity to do inspections on site. So phase one is cleaning and staging. Products are washed prior to inspection to remove dirt, grease, and other foreign materials. No sandblasting is required. All hardware should be removed. An inspection area should be designated for inspection. And once on site, products will be staged for inspection. Any necessary additional cleaning or prep work will be performed at that time. So phase two is the inspection. This is our inspection diagram. So the inspection process will change based on what we are inspecting, but this is a 797 wheel. It's got five sections. So each section is important. So you can see there's a numbering system. This is related to the report. There's five sections: the gutter section, center band section, a disc or T section, another standard band section, and back section. The most critical areas are the gutter section, the disc section, and back section, because that's where all the metal-to-metal contact occurs. And then also the welds. But for a, say, an 830E rim, which doesn't have a disc, it's mounted in the gutter section, it could only have three sections. So it would have a gutter section, a large center band section, and a back section. And based on how the manufacturer, we inspect based on how the manufacturer designs the wheel. So, and here I've color-coded the areas of inspection. We have our yellow areas where we conduct the NDT inspection process, and the blue areas where we just do a visual inspection. Now, if we see anything that is non-conforming, we will do an NDT inspection. The NDT inspection method that we're using that allows us to go on site is the AC-FM alternating current field measurement under ASTM E2261. In addition, we also use the traditional MPI magnetic particle inspection under ASTM E1444 to provide a visual medium for documentation. Both of these methods are electromagnetic and are recognized worldwide. The criteria for a defect is the same as within the Appendix B of the Australian Standard AS4457.1 on OTR wheel rims and tires. So pretty much we took this ACFM technology, put it into a probe, and it allows us to do reliable crack detection with length and size with minimal cleaning. And that's what got us to be able to do inspections on site and do reliable testing. So now we're gonna break down the 797 wheel by sections, as we discussed early. As you can see, so the first section for inspection is the gutter section, about 1.0. There's six areas that need to be inspected for the gutter section. That is the head area, or the ID area, the lock ring groove, the O-ring groove, and the circumference weld. All of these are listed on the report. They go by this number. The region is individually important. We have visual. Each one is visually inspected. And five out of the six are NDT inspected. We do not inspect the NDT, the head area. We don't feel it's necessary unless there's mechanical damage. We're looking for cracking. We're looking for wear. We're looking for corrosion. But mainly we're looking to produce a crack in these areas, if we define a cracking in these areas. The standard five-piece is a very similar design. The lock ring groove changes. It has several designs based on size and requirements. Today we're mostly going to be looking at large haul trucks, so that's 57 and 63 inch, and that's an HDT model. There's four other main ones, an EV, an EMH, and EM. The O-ring groove will change slightly based on requirements, but mainly the cracking presentation stays the same through each wheel. So here's a diagram of what we're actually inspecting. It's an inspection diagram for the gutter itself. We do a roundness measurement test of this area, and the grooves and the mounting taper on a rim only, which we'll discuss right in a bit. So this is our service diagram. The areas in the black are where major cracking occurs. The areas in the red is where minor cracking will occur. And the yellow is where wear or mechanical damage will occur. So the head area, we don't NDT, but if there is a significant amount of mechanical damage, we will. The Lochran groove is the most critical area on an OTR wheel or rim product. It is the most common area in conjunction with a Lochran where injuries will occur. After years of service, this lip will crack. And if there is improper design or lots of stress in this area, you can get catastrophic separation at this area right here. The O-ring and the circumference weld, they rarely crack. But what you see is in very cold climates, corrosion, pressure, and wear, you will get cracking in an O-ring. So up north in Canada, this will occur. Concerning the rim only of a taper, the difference between a rim is it doesn't have a disc, and so it's clamped on to the machine at this junction point. Well, because of that, this will increase the rate of cracking in this area right here due to the flexion and stress. We also conduct a gauge test to, especially for the HDT, this wear, because of the design and the pressure point, it will wear right here. And this wear, once it gets past 2 millimeters, allows too much motion of that lock ring within the groove. And so we use a gauge, and we monitor this area through here. And once that removal of metal gets past 2 millimeters, this gutter section is subject to failure. Also, with wheels and rims with larger, high hours of service, if you notice the high amount of wear here, most likely there's cracking in this area. So this is your typical crack that you would see in a Lochran groove. It's 50 millimeters long by 2 millimeters deep. And what you don't understand, or what you might not know, is once the gutter gets to this stage, you'll see this 360 around in this groove. It's rarely where it's just one crack. And depending on if it's a rim, or also depending on if it's over 200 ton and you have a smaller head size, you're more prone to cracking. Your 797, your 795s have a larger head, and your 930Es. So that's, I say, more meat in the front area, so you'll have less incidental cracking. So now we'll proceed through each section. Next section is the center band section. Mainly we're inspecting the welds and the valve holes. So there's 4 criteria for the center band surface, the valves, and the welds. We're looking for cracking, corrosion, and any kind of damage to the actual valve holes. What is critical with the surface of the rim is that it has the proper amount of anti-rust liquid inside, the Tire Life or Rim Excel. Failure to do that can lead to excessive corrosion and actually eating away at the valve hole and at the O-ring groove and at the welds. So it's especially in cold climates, it is necessary to make sure that there's a proper amount of rust inhibitor within these tires. So this is a normal corrosion pattern that you might see. This wheel was at the end of its life, and this was this would be a typical corrosion pattern you might see. So there's two types of valve holes. The MPT valves are a newer, rather than the standard counter bores. They're easier to insert, but they need to be properly maintained. So during inspection, we brush them out and we re-tap. The worst thing to see is you have a perfectly good rim, but there's damage done to one of these areas, and they can't be properly aired up. So move on to the disc. Mainly we're inspecting the ID and we're inspecting the whole disc. We're concerned with the welds and the stud holes. Mainly we're looking for cracking and deformation. So again, we're looking at the stud holes, we're looking at the welds. We also do a roundness exam here, cross section to ensure that they are within tolerance for being round. Also, you notice that on some areas on the back side of the disc, there will be some stud hole wear, usually on the mounting process. Most of the time, it's within standards. It's very minimal. The only time you do really see stud hole damage is when they're not properly mounted, and the rad tools that they're using aren't properly calibrated. And so there's incidents that will occur where they run loose, as they say. And that would require a full section replacement. The last section is the back section. And when we get to the back section, then we start to get into how the design of the assembly occurs. There's two standard back section and assembly types. One is a standard where it has a 90 degree lip, and the other is a taper, and that taper can be from 28 to 45 degrees. So this is an example of a taper system, which is a superior system, which we'll discuss. But there's four areas that we're looking at here. We're looking at the weld, we're looking where the tire makes contact, which is at this bead area or the knurling for the OE topi. We're doing the NDT inspection of where the flange actually sits and makes contact. And we look at the back section to see if there's any mechanical damage. Again, once you get past a 3 millimeter wear in this area, you're gonna have a hard time airing up that wheel with the tire. So you'll see after years of service, you'll see this wear, and it can be a problem. So this is the inspection diagram for a standard back section. This is a cross section. We do a measurement here. You can see the 90 degree design, and which we'll discuss, but NDT here, and visual here to look for wear. So this is a standard service diagram, discussing how a standard back and side wing work together. So you have the force applied by the tire when it's aired up, and under certain stresses, the standard design will move. So this side ring will move, create movement when the tire is under extreme stress. This movement will deform the back section lip and will wear the area of the side ring and ultimately create cracking. So this will occur after several thousands hours of service. Any mechanical damage to the outside can easily crack or cause cracking. So the most critical area for the standard back section is the amount of wear at this matching point. And this matching point will cause cracking. Also note, this is there'll be wear points. We use gauges to measure here and here, and we have gauges to measure the tire side wear on the flange, and then we take a measurement here also. And now we'll discuss the taper system, which is much different. So with a taper system, you have anywhere from a 28-degree taper to a 45-degree taper. And you can hear this is where we do the testing to make sure for cracking and the roundness exam. So this is the service diagram for a tapered system. And you can see the degree of taper. I think the first thing we need to notice is there's more meat in this area. And there's minimal cracking that will occur. The problem with the taper system is that this will deform. And most likely the flange will deform first. But the reason why this system is superior is that it holds that tire in place and doesn't move. And you can tell that by the wear that will occur here and here. You'll actually, this flange will fail. This flange will fail first based on wear, because it has held the tire in place so well that it'll wear away this section until it's no longer able to hold that tire appropriately, and that's when it needs to be replaced. But it'll actually deform in this area too. What is critical about the taper system is that this area right here is void of wear. So there should be no mechanical damage. This flange should not scoot up to this area. You should see a no wear area here on all designs, all wedge or a taper designs. And that's critical because it's telling you that either there's deformation in the back section or the bead band, they're very similar, and the side ring is deforming. Also with the taper system, a roundness exam should take place about after 5 years of service, just to make sure that there isn't a collapse or out of roundness of the back section. See, it won't crack here, but it might lose its roundness. This is a typical example of a crack in a standard back section. So our final phase is our marking and reporting. We stamp the wheelbase with a date stamp and a number, and we color code the valve hole based on the amount of hours that the product has. We're able to do our report within 24 hours and give it to the tire handlers in charge. This is our standard report. So all the areas that we discussed here, the numbering system based on section is all right here. We look at the wheel as a clock when we put the valve holes at 12 noon. And we take that and look at it like a clock, and we're able to put a number here to tell where the actual location, if it's based on where, if there's any cracking, and a course of action. And we're able to, again, submit this within 24 hours with pictures. So when should inspection occur? Well, it should be based on the type of design you have and if it's either a rim or wheel. So a standard design, you have 15 to 20,000 hours. A wheel is 20,000 hours. And your interval cycle is anywhere from 10 to 15,000 hours. A tapered system is longer for a rim. 20 to 25, wheels 20 to 30, and every 10 to 15. And these suggestions are well within the manufacturer's guidelines. It's actually a little bit above that, but they're recommending MPI inspections within 12 to 15,000 hours. So conclusion. On-site, third party is the place to do inspections. We have the technology to do this. We deliver innovative solutions to on-site inspection, testing, and certification of wheels and rims and their components associated with mining and industrial operations. Our solutions provide increased safety and uptime while minimizing costs. We're able to give safety and quality assessments of the products that you're using in service. Without being a third party, we're able to do that. Thank you for your time. Any questions? Or you let me off easy. Thank you.
Thanks, Timothy.
Thank you.